Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Kiddushin, Perig Beis, Mishnah Tess, and Makadish Ba'orla. Someone's Makadish and Isha with Peiris on a tree during its first 3 years. Peiris on a tree during the first 3 years after you planted the tree are Aser Bahanoy, you're not allowed to derive any pleasure from it. Or says the Mishnah weiter, Beklaya Karet, he was Makadish and Isha with Peiris that grew from seeds that were next to grapevines. If someone plants tua or vegetables near grapevines, or near grape seeds, what grows is aser bahana, both the grapes as well as the tua or the vegetables on the side. Or if someone's mekadesh an isha bishar haniskol, this is a shar that killed a person. That you have to bring to Bezdin, and Bezdin paskins that it's chayiv skila. It's also aser bahana, even if they didn't stone it yet. Even if it was shechted according to Allah, it's still aser bana. You may remember this on Masechtas Bava Kama. Or, says the Mishnah Vayter, Ube Egla Rufa. If a dead person was found outside of a city, we don't know who murdered this person. We don't know who killed this person. The Zikne here, that are nearest to the dead body, they have to take a calf, an Eglas Bokar, a baby cow. Bring it down to Nachal Eisan, a valley where the earth is very hard, and they have to chop off its head. And an Egla Arufa is Aser Behana. Or this person was Mekadesh and Isha, Bitzipare Mitzayda, a Mitzayda that is healed from his Tzeras. How is he Mitzayda himself? He has to bring two birds. One is Shechted on Mayim Chayim Bekli Cheres. The second, we toivel in the blood of the first and spray it on the mitzvah. Afterwards, that bird is sent off michutz li'ir. That bird is not also benob, because it can't be the Torah would send it off, tell us to send it off, and somebody will be nechshol in a veir. He doesn't know that this bird is a bird of a mitzvah. But the bird that was shechted, that's aser benob, and that's what he used to be mekadesh and isha. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, ubesar nazir. He was mekadesh and isha, this person with the hair of a nazir. A Nazir is not allowed to shave his hair during the days of his Naziris. After the days of his Naziris have been fulfilled, he brings his Karbanis and he shaves off his hair. But that hair is Aser Behana. Weiter sagt de Mishnah, O Peter Chamar. This person was Mekadesh and Isha with a Peter Chamar. This Chamar was the firstborn to its mother. There is a mitzvah to redeem it with a seh, either a sheep or a goat, and to give that sheep to the Kayin. If the Bailam don't want to redeem it, they have to chop off its head. Lahalacha, a Peter Chamar is Aser Banah from the day it's born, until it's redeemed. So you can't be Mekadesh with it. You can't be Mekadesh with something that's Aser Banah because it has no value. What gives something value? The Hana you have from it. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Ubasar Bechalav, meat of a behemoth that was cooked with milk. That's also Aser Banah. The Torah repeats Lesavashal Gadi Bechalev Imoy 3 times. One to tell us you're not allowed to cook it, one to tell us you're not allowed to eat it, and one to teach us that it's Aser Behana. Weiter says the Mishnah Chulin Shenishchetu Biazara, or he was Mekadesh and Isha. With a Chulin, Behemah Chulin means a non-Hegdish Behemah that was Shechted in the Azara. That's also Aser Behana. So in all these cases, Eina Mekadesha, she is not Mekadeshes. But Mecharan, if he sold one of these items, V'kiddish b'demein, and he was Mekadesh, a woman with the money that he got for selling it, Mekadesh, she's Mekadesh, even though he was not allowed to sell these items, because if it's Aser Banah, how can you sell it? But if he was over and sold it, L'maisa, the Iser does not go over to the money. The money is technically Mutar Banah, and therefore, if he sold any of these things that are Aser Banah, which he wasn't allowed to do, but if he did, and then he was Mekadesh and Isha with the money, she is Mekadeshes. So basically, chazring over, Perik Beis Mishnah Tess, what we have in our Mishnah is a list of things that are Aser Behana. And our Mishnah is explaining to us that if something is Aser Behana, if you can't derive any pleasure from it, practically it has no value. And to be Mekadesh and Isha, whatever you're being Mekadesh with has to have at least a Shava Pruta. So therefore, someone was Mekadesh and Isha with any of the following. Arla, fruit that grew in the first 3 years of the tree's life. Klei HaKerem, Fruit that grew from a mixture of a vine and other plants, sharhanisko. An axe that's chayiv misa, because let's say it killed a person. Egla arufa, that's the young calf that they had to chop off its head as part of the process when a dead person is found between two cities. Or the bird of the Mitzayda, the hair of the Nazir. A b'char donkey, you have to redeem it for a sheep or a goat and give it to a kayan. If you don't want to redeem it, it has to be taken and you chop off its head. And it's asur b'ana. And it's asur b'ana. Chulin shenishchetu b'yazar. This is a regular animal that was shechted in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not hegdish. All these things are asur b'ana, and therefore if he's mekadesh and isha with it, she is not mekadeshes. The Mishnah told us a chiddush b'ana. If he went and he sold it, you're going to ask me, how are you allowed to sell it if it's asur b'ana? And the answer is, he wasn't allowed to. But let's say he did sell it, the isur no does not go over to the money, and Mimela, if he was Mekadesh and Isha with the money, she would be Mekadeshes.